Sydney nun Mary Lynn Cochran has been living with chronic pain for more than 3 decades, thanks to an undiagnosed form of arthritis. After years on codeine and other opioids, she says she now copes without drugs.
I'm Mary Lynn, a person who suffers from chronic pain every day, but I have been lucky that I've been able to manage it with allied healthcare services.
But Sister Mary Lynn says she worries about how new restrictions on codeine will affect others.
It probably will in the long run be a great thing, but it's going to knock people off their purchase for a long time, and these people are already in the minority.
Retail shelves across the country have now been stripped of low-dose codeine medications. A doctor's prescription will be needed to obtain them. Carol Bennett from the advocacy group Pain Australia is advising pain sufferers to see their GPs and establish plans to help them through the transition. But she says the group backs the ban.
We're one of 25 other countries all around the world who've moved to restrict access to codeine because it's not safe and it's not effective for chronic pain. What we'd like to see is a national plan of action that actually gives people access to affordable treatments and alternatives that they will need to manage their ongoing chronic pain.
Pharmacy Guild Vice President Caroline Diamantis says some anxious patients have been buying in bulk ahead of the ban.
People have been trying to stockpile. We've actually had to control that quite strictly because the last thing we want is for dozens of boxes of codeine-containing analgesics such as Mesindol and Nurofen Plus being in people's houses.
In anticipation of the ban, some drug makers have rolled out new pain medications, mixing ibuprofen with paracetamol for those seeking a stronger painkiller. But others have made the drastic move of pulling their codeine products off the market entirely. The makers of Panadeine, GlaxoSmithKline, have issued a statement saying the drugs will be discontinued from the Australian market. Rashida Yousafzai, SBS World News.